It's about 1:30 in the morning, and I woke up impressed. It was impressed upon me to do this audio. I've come to the conclusion that everybody, not just one person, everybody's been under mind control. From a child, you're under mind control now. They're doing it through the, look, I do Uber, I'm out and about, and I talk to people, and from the COVID thing, to the gas prices, to the Russian war, to the economy, to the stock market crash, to the news, to the media, to the advertisements. I mean, you know you're under mind control when somebody goes on TV or on an advertisement says, this bud's for you. When they say something like that, okay, so we know that alcohol is bad for you, but they're promoting it like it's a good thing. That's mind control, people. If something's bad for you, and they promote it online as good for you, or advertisement as a good thing, that's mind control. That's contradiction. Think about it. Why would you want to, your whole life, why would you want to put something in your body that's not healthy? Why would you want to do something that's not healthy? That's mind control. You've been mind controlled through the music. Everything they say in the music is mind control, is to destroy you. Everybody's influenced by the system, mind control. And if you can't see it, it's because you're tied to it. I broke the spell a long time ago, but I've been meditating and contemplation and reflecting and just thinking in general for 10 years straight. I cut the music off 4 or 5 years ago. You're under mind control through Hollywood, through the musical. It's all a huge Illuminati system. It's in the churches, it's in the cults, the isms, the denominations. You're under mind control. Hopefully people on my channel or channels or people who have listened to me can grasp the concept. It's mind control on so many levels. I mean, I don't even know if I felt like I needed to talk about it, but it's so deep. It's hard to even believe. It's hard to even talk about. It's so deep. It goes from your bloodline when you're being raised. See, mind control is nothing but lies, right? And so your bloodline has taught you lies. Your culture has taught you lies. And when I say you, I mean me and you and everybody. I'm talking about everybody. Our culture has taught us lies. The corporate dead systems taught you lies. The government govern your mind. The government has taught you lies. I mean, why don't they tell you in school, your school system, why don't they tell you in school to invest? Why don't they tell you in school to not go into debt, credit card debt? Why don't they tell you in school to buy a house instead of renting? Why don't they tell you to how to live instead of stupid stuff? I mean, they're teaching you stuff in school you don't even need or use. The media, the music, it's all bombarding you every moment of every day. I remember the moment. I can't remember when, but I remember the moment that I cut rock and roll music off. I said, this is all lies. Why would I listen to rock? I mean, I used to love rock and roll music. But what really pushed me to the limit is I was listening to the rock and roll station, and a song came on, and it had a great beat. It sounded great. It was just like a perfect song. But the lyric said, "Deny your Savior." And when I heard that, I cut it off. I hit the button. I came to the conclusion that they're using the music to put words in. This is before I even knew how powerful words were. So when I cut the country music off a long time because it was all just negative depression. If you're listening to the country music, you're probably depressed, right, deep down somewhere. The rock and roll music, if you're listening to rock and roll music, you're probably in rebellious, your heart's in a rebellious mindset. If you listen to rap music, you probably hate the white man because you think it's the white man's system, but it's not the white, it's the Babylonian system, it's the whole system. It's the flesh side of man. It's not just one race, it's every race. Because Adam and Eve dropped us down. So the mind control is to hide really what they're doing. And what they're really doing is trying to turn man into a machine man. They're trying to get man to worship himself. They're trying to get man to deny his Savior. They're trying to get man to not look for truth. They're trying to get man to listen to worldly wisdom and they're also trying to get man to listen to other teachers instead of just being quiet and listening to the Holy Spirit themselves. The truth, God will teach you. They're hitting you with all kinds of books out there so you don't read the Bible. It's okay to read other books. I'm not saying don't read anything, but your litmus test is the Bible. Here's another thing they do. The 501(c) church system, if you start to read another Bible, you see deep down they make you feel guilty. If I was to go to a local church and I was talking to a few people and I said, I think I'll study the yin and yang system just to see what it's about. They'd say, "Oh no, you're blah blah blah, you better not do that, blah. It's the end of the world." If I said, I'm going to see what Louis Farrakhan's about. I'm going to listen to see what Sad Guru is about. I'm going to listen to Mr. Astor Theology, which he's like way out there. I wouldn't if you listen to him, it's dangerous. He's a dangerous dude. You have to be grounded in the word to listen to him. Because he's come up with a system to try to convince you that this to worship the stars. Somebody asked me in text the other day, she said, "Why do people get caught up in astrology?" I said, "Because they're influenced by people like Mr. Astor Theology. They spent their whole life trying to deny the Bible. That's all they live for. That's what the whole system's about. Deny the scripture. Deny the truth. That's what Gnosticism's about. That's what the Book of Enoch's about. You're under mind control. That's what NASA's about. That's why it's got a snake symbol. NASA's symbol's a snake. Because it's biting you. The snake's going to bite you. The snake is the sine wave. The sine wave is to cause drama and draconian works-based system under law instead of grace. The whole system is attacking grace and faith, or faith alone, that is. Even though the truth is right in front of you, and it's so obvious once you see it that you can look at a tree and say, "Hey, tree, true, faithful faith." You can look at a house and say, "Oh, that's a house that represents the body of Christ, the house of God." The A-frame roof, all that represents I messed up before and said temple. That represents the altar. And it also represents the tent. And tent goes back to
tenets of the faith. But even a bar, I mean, a bar goes back to temple. If you unfold the word bar, a tavern goes back to tent and temple. So even a tavern, which is meant for evil, to get you out there and get drunk, mess you up, and get you to chase a skirt that you don't need to be chasing, get you all mixed up with the Jezebel system. Even though it's meant for evil, the behind everything is the source code. Everybody's eating and drinking of source because you can't function. Look, source is everywhere. And when I say source, I'm talking about God. God through Jesus made all things. God is everywhere. And you, in Him, we live and breathe and have our being. So, source code, or God, sustains everything. And if God is sustaining everything and He's everywhere, then what does that mean? If God is in everything everywhere, then the truth of God is in everything everywhere. So every object that you look at, if you study it long enough, the object lessons are in the objects. You could really learn about God. You can learn a lot about God. Just studying objects, object lessons. And so that's part of the mind control, to get you to focus on peripheral instead of the real deal. Why are we here? Why are we here? To seek God, to know God. Are we here for pleasure? No. You can enjoy some stuff, but usually when you seek pleasure, you don't find it. Most of the time when you seek it, you don't find it. When you get it, it's miserable. People doing drugs, okay? So they do drugs because they get some kind of, I don't know how they get pleasure out of drugs. But anyway, maybe they just do it to get in another state of mind. But anyway, I remember when I was like 17, 18, doing marijuana. It was like, okay, you tried it and time slowed down, and you would go to, you feel like time was slowing down. Your state of, what the purpose of drugs, look, you don't need drugs to be spiritual, but the purpose, they're trying to be spiritual through the back door, through a reverse method. They're trying to be spiritual through some kind of drug, some kind of mushrooms, and you know, it's gonna give you some experiences that you wouldn't have otherwise, but it's actually not leading you to the absolute truth. It's leading you to the anti-truth, to be honest with you, because there's two spirit realms. And that's probably the ultimate goal of the mind control. You know, so you want to teleport, or you want to remote view, or you want to experience this or that. Well, you're opening doors to the demonic realm. I'm not saying you're demon-possessed, but you're opening doors to the demonic realm. Really, you need to go to God. All you do is ask God. He'll show up on the scene. He'll speak to you. The Shekinah glory might show up. The main thing is get born again. So the mind control through the narcissistic Jezebel system is to cause trauma and get you stuck in a loop. The trauma-based mind control is to get you stuck in a loop that you can't escape. To get you to obsess. If you're saved, they can't possess you, but they can do a proxy war and get you to obsess. They want you to obsess. Obsession is mind control. I don't care who it is, what it is, where it is, when it is. It's all about your mind. When you cut the news off, when you cut the music off, when you cut the media off, when you watch a movie or something, instead of just watching it for entertainment,
although entertainment, the word itself is in inner, grasp, tain, mint. Entertainment, God uses the arts and entertainment to bring you back to himself, but most of the time the system's so, it's hitting you in such a way, they'll put code in the music, in the movies, but if you hit pause and you decode each scene and you decode what's behind each scene and say, why do they say that? See, every word that you speak is originated at source. Anything that you say, if you unfold any word and you go to the etymology and you go to the root word, if you start studying etymology, some of your church friends say, why are you studying etymology? What are you talking about? I'm going back to the source of the word. I say, why do you open your Strong's Concordance and go to the Greek? You're doing the same thing. Everything that they're doing is to shut you down from using your own mind. It's like a clone. It's a clone of a clone of a clone. You have the truth in you because God is everywhere. You just have to knock, seek, and ask and cut off the peripheral and get into the contemplation, meditation, and chew the word, rightly divide the word. There's verses in the Bible that if you listen to preachers, they'll say it. You'll listen to them your whole life. But if you just stop and you take that verse and you really think about it, I'll give you an example. Somebody made a comment on my channel one time recently, probably less than a year ago, maybe. The Bible says you reap what you sow. So you hear that all the time. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. You hear 1,000 preachers say, you reap what you sow. And they made this comment. Now look how simple this is. Now look how we missed it our whole lives, but look how simple it is. If you reap what you sow, he said, you better sow what you want to reap. Hello? How come it takes your whole life to see a simple truth like that? Because the noise of the system's got us under mind control. Think about it. The Bible says it. You reap what you sow. We've heard that our whole life. And the people who don't hear it, they hear about karma's going to get you or something like that. The world's version of reap what you sow, right? So you've heard reap what you sow your whole life. Somebody shows up on the scene, makes a comment on my channel. It says, well, if you reap what you sow, you better sow what you want to reap. Hello? A light? Come on. A light just was turned on. Somebody turned the light on. If you reap what you sow, you better sow what you want to reap. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? That the noise of the system, the noise of the media, the news, the culture lies, you're being bombarded by ads, advertisements, Yahoo, email. I mean, they never stop. Google, they're listening to you, they're studying you. The Jesuits, they've put you in a database. The way you think, your doctrine is in a database, and they're doing everything they can to mess up your belief system if it's sound doctrine. They'll send Gnostics, they'll send warlocks, witches, they'll send gematria people, they'll send everybody under the sun to try to distract you from hitting source code truth, which goes back to rightly dividing the word, and it also goes back to the etymology source, because when you unfold a word, you're going back to source. That's what etymology means, taking it back to its source. You can actually do what CERN is doing with the words, because Jesus is the word and that's where everything originated. So you can break the words into parts and go back to source code truth and see all things. And they don't want you to know it, even though it's right here our whole life. You've heard it 1,000 times. You reap what you sow. Well, how come we didn't hear anybody say, well, if you reap what you sow, you better sow what you want to reap? Because it's mind control.
It's a spiritual warfare for your mind, for your soul. Joyce Myers, Dr. Stanley, people from Dallas Seminary, they've all written books about your mind, about how the war is for your mind. There's a lot of good books out there to jumpstart you. But the thing about it is, a lot of these people are denominational slant. I was telling somebody at lunch the other day, I said, look, if they got rid of the like you got Pentecostal, Methodist, Baptist, they all have a piece of the pie. If they all combined together and they all were really willing to admit where they were wrong in some ways and where other ones were right and they were wrong, if they all combined together, they get the whole pie, but they only have piecemeal truth. And so my point is, the word denomination means de-name. Because what's denomination? Like, nomination means name. They set the system up to divide. It's a divided system. And sometimes you need a little, you need a little security blanket of some kind of cult and ism, but you're supposed to grow out of it. You're supposed to birth out of your box. Your box is just a box. It's a birthing box. So let's say you're a redneck. You got to birth out of that. Let's say you're a yuppie. You got to birth out of that. Let's say you're a whatever you want to call yourself. Whatever you identify with down here in some box. You hang out with the lawyers or the doctors, or you hang out with the cult and the ism or the political, you identify with some political party. That's a box. You've got to be birthed out of it. It's mind control. In a way, it's needed for a season, but you can't stay in it forever. If a mama was carrying the baby around for 10 months, 11 months, 12 months, 2 years, people say something wrong. That baby needs to be birthed out of that box. But if you've been in a box your whole life, something's wrong. I'm Baptist. I'm this. If you identify and you say, I'm this down here, instead of saying, I am the church. Somebody says, were you going to church? I am the church. What are you talking about? It'd be better off to say the truth. Where are you going to gather together with believers? Doing it online, you do it in text, phone, you're going to lunch with somebody, you're going to, because a lot of times when you go to a building, they're just talking about football and basketball. They're not talking about deep spiritual truth. And if you try to talk about deep spiritual truth, they'll look at you like you're crazy because they can't handle it. It's too much for them. It's like taking a gallon of water and pouring it down their throat and they choke on it. They think you're crazy. If you start talking about etymology and you start talking about rightly dividing the words by breaking the words into parts, they wouldn't even know what you're talking about. What's etymology? What do you mean you can break words in the cognates? What's a cognate? What do you mean? You don't know what a cognate is? Contemplate. So CON is together. TEMPL, template. And then you got 8 at the end. When you do the anagram, if you tell somebody in church, you know, if you do the anagram, you're going to see some deep truth. They're going to say, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? No, I'm not crazy. I'm trying to help you. And they say, what do you mean? Noah. N-O-E is Noah. It's the same as Neo. It's the one. It's the eon of eons. Jesus is the Neo. Noah was a type and shadow of Neo. He brought everything through to the other side. Through a boat, through a ship, through an ark. Ark. Arch. archetype.
When you tell somebody, hey, the whole, you can watch a movie and you can see the whole truth in one movie. Every horror story is about Jesus going, coming down here and going to the cross. Every love story is what he did at the cross. Every victory story is how he rose up from the dead. And every time travel movie is how he sent back his Holy Spirit in the saints and they're following after him as copies down here in time.
As messengers, as ambassadors, as saints. When you tell them the deep spiritual truths, they say, where did you learn this? What do you mean, where did I learn it? I just thought about it. It makes sense. What do you mean? Who did you learn this from? God, the Holy Spirit, the object lessons right in front of you. Wake up, you're under mind control. How did you see the sine wave? Because it's everything is the sine wave down here. What do you mean? It's right here. All I did was ask and seek and knock. How can you see so many object lessons in objects that nobody else sees? I just look at it. I just meditate on it. I just think about it. A bottle cap is the captain. A captain of a ship wears a hat. When you look at your bottle, it looks like a ship. Turn it, your bottle of water, turn it on the side, it looks like a ship. Turn it upright, it's got a cap. Are you the captain of your ship, or is somebody else the captain of your ship? Does somebody else control your thoughts, or do you control your thoughts? Are you the captain, or is somebody else the captain? Who's controlling you? Are you a clone of Fox News? Are you a clone of CNN? Are you a clone of the Democrats or the Republicans or whoever? Are you a clone of your bloodline? The Bible says the curse of the bloodline is down to four generations. Are you a clone of your bloodline, your old Adamic nature? Are you a clone of the music that you're listening to? Are you just repeating words because you heard it in a song? Are you a clone of a TV show, MTV or something? Are you a clone? Yes, you're a clone and don't even know it. Everybody's been a clone of a clone. Are you a clone of your Baptist church? Or do you know it yourself? Are you just repeating what Charles Stanley said? Do you know it? Are you just a parrot? Mind control, mind control. Everything is mind control down here. They're attacking your mind because they know how powerful it is. Why are you worried? Why are we, you might say, well, how do you avoid it? That's the question. You got to disconnect. When a narcissist is attacking you, it's just, the narcissistic system's just like a narcissist. When they're messing with you, they're looking for something to upset you, to trigger you. And so that mind control, they look for a trigger. That's why I call it trauma-based mind control just now. The trauma-based mind control is to trigger you back to that AI flesh mind, old Adamic nature that you get in that mind. You don't have to lose your peace, but they trigger you to try to get you to lose your peace. And you might say, who are they? That's a good question. It's everywhere. It's everybody. The devil can take people captive at will. People get in the, because they're in a box. This is the whole point. If everybody around you is in a box and you say something that is not according to their box, they're triggered and they say, blah, 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 blah. They got to say something really fast to fight you, to try to pull you out of your freedom of thought back into their box. You're in free thought in Christ. You're free from this whole, the truth shall set you free. But you're dealing with people all around you in a box and you say something, and because they're in that box, they get triggered of your freedom and your truth, your source code truth. So they say something based on mind control to trigger you, to try to pull you back into their box
try to get you to think you're crazy because you can see clearly. It's real, people. They Christmas, Thanksgiving, all the holidays, your birthday's mind control. You got to buy you a diamond ring. That's mind control. You got to buy this book. You got to buy this product, this shampoo. It's mind control, mind control, mind control, clone of clone of clone. You got to eat this food when the food pyramid's upside down. When you eat most of the stuff they say you got to eat, it makes you sick. When somebody tells you, because this happened to me, I was talking to an Uber rider about 5 years ago. I said, hey, I'm dealing with this. She said, have you heard of the keto diet? And I thought, oh no, here's another person talking about another diet. That's the first thing that went through my mind. Where did that thought come from? Mind control. But the keto diet is not necessarily a diet. It's just cutting back carbs, mainly cutting back sugar. And when you cut back sugar, because sugar is a poison, you feel 1,000 times better. You feel 20 years younger. But my mind control was all these diet programs. So when somebody comes up and tells you something that's real, your first program and your thought is, oh no, here's another diet program. And it's not necessary, and it's best not to say keto diet. It's best to say just cut back carbs under 25 grams a day. And so if you say something like that, somebody's in their box and they're saying, well, wait a minute. I gotta eat some grass, and I gotta eat some lettuce, and I gotta eat some plant based. I didn't say not eat it, because the microbiome from the plant, but I'm saying cut back your carbs. I'm actually saying in my experience is cut back eating. You don't need to eat as much as you think you do. You need the protein for your energy, and you need some oils. You need some coconut oil and stuff. But as soon as somebody says something like that, your mind control kicks in, because it's based on a box. It's based on a system. See, the devil's going to – so let's say there is a good diet out there somewhere. Well, the devil's going to give you 1,000 diets that you bombard you with foolishness and ridiculous and contradiction and cognitive dissonance. And the devil's going to bombard you with all these things so that you don't, let's say there is one diet out there that's really good for you. The devil's going to hit you with 1,000 different ridiculous diets to get you in that mind control that, oh, that's just another whatever. Because the way the mind control system works, they hit you with 1,000 points of light, lies, to pull you into idolatry spiritually. But when it comes to health and stuff like that, see, they're attacking your body ship. Not only are they attacking your mind, but they're attacking your mind through your body, your soul, your spirit, your will, emotions, intellect. And so when you cut the noise off, when you cut the box people out of your life, and almost everybody, you almost have to go into like a solitude life for a long time to break free. I mean, a long time. And people are going to call you crazy, but you have to get into solitude, or you're going to be bombarded by somebody's box. Doctrine of demons, doctrines of devils. The purpose of the box, it's not a bad thing. The purpose of the box, no matter what box you're in, is to birth in. A box is under law, it's under legalism, it's under the flesh. And the box is the flesh mind security blanket. And so that box is designed to birth you into the spirit mind, or the mind of Christ, where you don't need somebody to teach you. You teach yourself. The Bible talks about it. You're under a teacher for a season, but eventually you get birth where you don't need a pastor. You don't need a teacher. You become a teacher under Christ. But they want you to be under somebody else's teaching instead of you becoming your own teacher. in Christ, because God is your ultimate teacher. The Word, rightly divided, is your teacher, is your litmus test. The Bible is not only in a 2D, but it's in 5D. His Word's forever settled in heaven, but it's also in 3D. The Bible's right in front of you. You're in it. You're actually in Genesis 3 repeat every moment of every day. And if you get a hold of what I just said, that you're in a Genesis 3 repeat every day of your life, if you get a hold of that, then when you face off with anything, all you have to do is think about, okay, what happened in Genesis 3? It's happening now. It's happening right now. Flesh versus spirit. Man's understanding versus God's will and his understanding. Adam and Eve dealt with the same thing you're dealing with right now. Adam and Eve had the same thoughts you're having right now and the same trials and temptations and tribulations that you're having right now. Adam and Eve is dealt with exactly what you're dealing with right now. If you can digest what I just said, you can understand that every moment on your job, at home, wherever you're at, grocery store, it's the same Genesis 3 battle. God's will versus your will. God is God, or you want to be God. God's truth is truth, or the devil's lies you want to believe. The same thing is happening to you that happened in Genesis 3. There's nothing new under the sun. If you can get a hold of that, you don't need a guru. You don't need a pastor. You just sit down and think about it and compare it and say, oh, Adam and Eve, how did Adam and Eve overcome? A blood covering. The gospel. Her seed shall bruise his head. What's that? That's the gospel. Jesus is coming. Jesus is the one. The prophecy of Jesus in Genesis 3, 15 or 6, somewhere in there. The same truth in Genesis 3 is happening to you. They were living it and walking it out just like you are. And it's happening right now. Your thoughts are no different than theirs back then. Everything you're dealing with, they were dealing with. Every single thing that you're dealing with. That's the secret. If you can get a hold of that, there's nothing new. Every moment's the same.